your back, in the back itself, or it can cause numbness and tingling down the legs and in the feet or in the ankles. And I have none of that. My problem is somewhere in my gluteal muscles. And I don't know where specifically, although there is a condition that affects the small, I think it's called the small gluteal muscle, which isn't the big one, which is the gluteus maximus, which is what shapes the buttock. And I pronounce it like that because of Forrest Gump, even though I, to this day, I've never seen that movie, even though I know Big Fatty is in it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty can cause numbness and tingling.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4059 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of August, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about a very, very busy weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Ballers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're sports ballers, because y'all, it's that time of year again. Y'all, over the weekend, they had some of the first college sports ball games, and they had those NFL, the football, sports ball games, the pigskin pickers. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And the plus, you had the ending of the Garf tournament. And y'all, and of course, you got the sports ball. Yes, well, the Atlanta Braves and all. And y'all, it's just busy. It's busy, busy, busy. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that is a clear sign that spring, not spring. Y'all, it's a clear sign that fall is just around the corner. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 28th of August, y'all, it's a very important anniversary, and y'all, these two have been to the villa. I've stayed in their home. I went to their Easter bonnet party this year, and y'all have been on little shows with one of them, the Big Brother, and I don't think he did the survival one, but anyway, y'all, just two of the nicest people that you will ever meet in your life. And y'all, one is the official pianist of the BFO. Big Fatty, is he aware of that? No. And the other is in charge of the Carolina Provisions, Cheese and Provisions. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm talking about none other than Brandon and Alex. Alex Lefevre and Brandon. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cheese.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
see, now, y'all, before I get into the weekend, I just want to let you know that, and I may have mentioned it, but y'all, it should not have been mentioned in passing. Y'all, I cannot let the opportunity go by to let you know how much of a help the NIP was on Thursday over at Shady Pines. Y'all, I mean, I put him to work, and y'all, I could not have done it without him. And I appreciated everything he was doing to help, and I think he had an appreciation of everything that I needed to do. And but y'all, I truly could not have done it without him. And having that extra set of hands to help out was just lovely. And but anyway, y'all, Thursday. Did I tell you about when did I record on Thursday? I think I recorded on Thursday night after we finished everything. Y'all watched the live Big Brother on Thursday night, and y'all, I was not surprised at all that Hassan, big fatty spoiler alert, Hassan was evicted. He was evicted, and y'all, I'm not sure Alex would have been pulling as much for him as some of the homosexual, the LGBT plus contestants. He was just, there was just something about him that was, it was almost snooty, that he came across as everybody else needed to do it his way or the highway, and he got the highway. But anyway, the plan was for Big Fatty to get over to Shady Pines on Friday morning, by 8 a.m. in the morning, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I did. I got up. I had my coffee. I had a quick little breakfast. I watched a little bit of Miss Gayle King. And until, y'all, I wanted to hang around to get the traffic tracker at 7:30 a.m. in the morning just to see which route would be the best. And, y'all, I have to say, the traffic on for right morning between the villa and Shady Pines was minimal at worst. And y'all got right on over there. I was there about quarter till, maybe 10 till 8, and got up to the apartment. Olive's niece and her husband were going to be there. The movers were coming at 9 a.m. in the morning, and his niece and husband wanted to be there before they got there so that they could load up a few more things to help pack the remainder of the things. Y'all, I didn't get the kitchen stuff or what else? Books. They couldn't get all of that boxed up in everything. So they got there, and y'all, she ended up taking the stoneware and the pots and pans and martini glasses and pulled a couple of books out of the collection. And they had wanted all of the bedroom stuff and all, and y'all got a lot done before the movers got there, but the movers were there, Johnny on the spot, and y'all, they could not have been nicer. Two gentlemen that, y'all, I told them, I said, y'all look like you know what you're doing, you're just, you're so efficient, and they laughed, and but y'all, and then the lady that was buying out the apartment got there. She was running a little late, and she started wrapping the small pieces that she wanted. And y'all, there were a few other things that I had run across during the kitchen clean out and everything, and a picture that was over Olive and Miss Kitty's boudoir bed. And so she gave me a price on that. So she added that to the consignment. And y'all wrote me a check for the things that she was just going to buy outright with that. Because, you know, it's the smaller pieces. You don't want to do consignment on smaller pieces and all. But anyway, y'all, they loaded up Olive's niece's U-Haul that they had gotten. And they were on their way pretty, I don't know, by about 10 a.m. in the morning, maybe 10:30. And then the movers started loading up the big pieces that were going to go for consignment. And y'all, I still had his TV machine, and I had gotten an offer of $80 for it, and I had wanted to get a little bit more than that, and I finally just took the $80, get it the hell out of here. I don't want to have to deal with it anymore. And y'all, the books, the little lady that kind of oversees the librarium there at Shady Pines, y'all, she must be in her 80s. She stopped by and took a look at them. She says, "We'll take them all." But she's kind of particular. But Olive had pretty good taste in art and books and furniture and all kinds of stuff. Well, y'all, I took down the last few things that I needed to take. I had one more run to Goodwill. It was mainly towels and sheets and a little bit of stuff from the kitchen. And I think that was about it. And so I loaded up Ruby Red and all with those last few things. And I had a few other things that I needed to bring here to the villa. And then what did I do then? Oh, y'all, the movers were done. The movers were done. Everything was out of the apartment. At 11:45 a.m. in the morning, I went down with my last little load and loaded up Ruby Red, came back in, turned in the keys. They said, "Thank you for calling." And they're gonna refund me for the time that hadn't been used and all this kind of stuff, and give me the cleaning deposit, or the, I guess, the cleaning deposit, because I mean the place is ain't dirty, but I mean I didn't have a Wacom or anything to clean it up with. But y'all, it was that easy. I was out of there right at high noon. And y'all, from there, I went. Y'all, I needed gas, so I made a stop. I made a stop at the Sam's Club, $3.33 a gallon. Yes, me Petty. It's come down a little bit, but not much. Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick, he said his had dropped to $2.99. And y'all, I wish ours would drop to $2.99. Oh, Big Fatty, the good old days. And y'all, then I got home and I started getting ready for right at Fatty's. Y'all, we had Granny and Durwood, young Nicholas made it, and of course myself and the Nip. And y'all, I made homemade pizza pie. I made a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger pizza. Y'all, you don't put any red sauce on it. You take the I bought the fresh crust dough at the Von Z's. You just take yellow mustard, and that's kind of the base that you put on the pizza pie. And then you had the crumbled hamburger that you had already cooked, and the grilled onions and the bacon, and then you put cheddar cheese on top of it. And then when you get ready to cut it and serve it, you put dill pickles on top of each of the pieces. And y'all, it's good. And then I made another one that was just a pepperoni pizza pie. And it was good as well. It wasn't as good as I had hoped it was going to be. And we had a nice big green solid to go with that. And for dessert, we had a Coca-Cola float. And y'all, the Nip had never had a Coca-Cola float. I couldn't believe it. And it, y'all, if you don't know what that is, y'all, it's you take a kind of a tall glass. And you put scoops of vanilla ice cream in there, and then you open a Coca-Cola, and you pour it in over the top of the ice cream, and it foams up, and you have to just kind of suck the foam off and then pour some more Coca-Cola down in there, and then you take a spoon, and you kind of mix it all together and eat it. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And y'all, we had a lovely... Just a lovely Friday at Fatty's, y'all. They were out of here. I think they were out of here before 8:30 p.m. in the evening. It just gets it. Oh yes, Big Fatty. The days are getting shorter. Friday at Fatty's are getting shorter. It's true. And that evening, I just watched some things on the TV machine and. Then I was tired again Saturday night too, and plus I had gotten y'all. This is the thing. On Thursday, I don't know if I told you this or not. I got 22,000 steps on Thursday, and the Nip said he got almost 9,000 steps on Thursday. So y'all, it was a tiring day. I didn't get quite that much on Friday, but y'all got plenty of steps on Friday. Day as well, and y'all, we had a big rainstorm that came up. Well, y'all, we got a half an inch of rain in what seemed to be about 30 minutes 45 minutes, and it was just one of those popcorn showers. And y'all, then on Sunday, I have gotten my nipple walks in. Y'all, it's real hot on Sunday. And, you know, we've got that the hurricane coming up from the flow rider. We're going to get some rain out of it Wednesday and Thursday. And I have spent the day on Sunday going through all the stuff that I brought here from Olive's and kind of getting a little bit organized and getting a better feel for things. And y'all, I spent 2 or 3 hours doing all that, just going through. And a big fatty, what is wrong with your Apple clock? Well, it's telling me that I've closed my rings. Oh, okay. And y'all, I've recoded the LFC with old Veda. Y'all, he told me that we're going to be doing it live on Pride 48 next Sunday at 5 p.m. in the evening. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's the last week of August. The year is zooming on by. Yes, Big Fatty. And gonna be another busy week for Big Fatty, too. Y'all, I've got more things I need to take care of with Olive's estate. And y'all, I've had to reorganize to make room because y'all come Wednesday morning. Daddy Ron's coming to visit. He'll be here Wednesday until Saturday morning. Before he heads home. And y'all, we're all looking forward to seeing him and everything. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that author from AMERINZ. And author, what's the best part of hearing yourself on Big Fatty's opening?
Big Fatty can cause numbness and tingling.
Oh, mainly numbness in the brain. He just kind of makes you catatonic.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.